It's Tuesday. The second of September. It's getting difficult to say September. And it is 9 a.m. I haven't even put my watch on this morning. It's 9 a.m. An extra hour in bed this morning because we're going a wee jaunt in the car. Although the forecast was reasonable, and it is fairly pleasant this morning, but a better day would have been better. But anyway, so we decided to lie an extra hour in bed. And I think I've come out here into the busiest period of takeoffs from the airport. Sure. My friend Paul, who's at Yuma, will confirm. 8 o'clock till 9 is the busiest period of the lot. 1 minute flights. That almost indicates that you go on the plane and you're up in the air for a minute and then you're back down, doesn't it? But, well, maybe one day in the future it'll be like that. Edinburgh to Glasgow in 1 minute. So it's a kind of dull morning. There's a slight breeze actually. It's changed itself now into a bigger breeze. It was very slight when I came out the door. But at least it's dry. Positive side of things is it's dry. I had another good sleep last night. Although I did have to get up about 4, I think. I knew it wasn't going to be a straight run. Well, no matter, I still had a pretty good sleep, I would consider. And I'm feeling okay this morning. I'm watching the wasps again on the ornamental grass, which is now going over. I didn't notice those leaves yesterday that they're fading to a bamboo colour. It's quite descriptive actually, a bamboo colour. Leaves are fading away. Some of the leaves I've got, let me have a look. Yeah, aphids. I haven't seen aphids this year. I'm not saying they've not been there, but I haven't spotted them. I'm sure if my memory's correct that this happened last year, at the end of the season. I remember the wasps doing the same thing last year at the end of the season, and I'm sure I remember those aphids appearing suddenly. I have a wasp. It's landed on my cup. It's gone. Oh my. Wonder if Bernie Goldbach over there in Ireland, who's at Topgolf, has been counting the flights since I came out. And I've only been out and speaking for 5 minutes. Give you an indication of the flights going over here at certain times. And it's only going to get worse. Nothing much to say this morning. Just going to get ready. Mary's going to be making bacon and egg and toast for breakfast. A light breakfast, nothing heavy at all, very light. and then we'll get off for a wee joint, just as they say, to get away from the door for a wee bit, do something different. Not sure where we'll go, maybe the Trossachs, maybe the Borders. Maybe the Borders. There's a road that we take, a special route. We wind from here up through an adjacent town, sort of southeast from here, called Blackburn. Nothing in Blackburn, except the Blackburn. And then up to West Calder. That's part of the Calders. There's West Calder, Mid Calder, and East Calder. And dive up the back of there onto a road where we turn due, well, it's west, basically. And it's one of the loveliest drives. It's called the Lang Wag. Just means long road. Lang Wang. Wow. Beautiful. I think I'm sure it's an A road. Yeah, it's definitely an A road. But it's so quiet. There's hardly any traffic on it at any time. And it curves and twists and undulates and climbs and gives you beautiful views to the north. And then all the way down to Peebles and the Borders, or maybe bigger. Yeah, I may do that. Again, it will be a decision made as we leave the drive. Okay. Where are we going? Yeah. Let the car decide. Go on, Volvo. Take hands off the steering wheel, see which way it turns. Good to get away. Good for the head. Good to do something a wee bit different. Not that every day is the same, of course. But just something different. Take the picnic gear with us. Stop by a river somewhere. Have a wee picnic. Peace and quiet. Hopefully tranquility. I just heard my Dark Sky app twinkle in my pocket. I guess it's indicating something, drizzle, rain, I don't know. Anyway, we'll be departing the area, so not relevant. Just noticed as I lift my head up that the round tree over the fence in the park to the south side is going over very quickly. It's already pale yellow. Phew, man. Going over really quickly. I think it kind of in denial. Now the roadie's doing that. I just spotted my rhododendron doing the same thing. It's supposed to be evergreen, but certain ones do sort of a fading colour. I think trying to cling on to it being autumn and early autumn, not late autumn, early winter, far too early for winter yet, but anyway, best thing, get ready. Oh, and so picnic bag packed some nice goodies and hit the road.